Dublin, there's the cast of Cheers with Family, and it is Wednesday night here on 105.2 TXFM. I'm Cathal Funge, and I'll be keeping you company for the next couple of hours. And you know the score with the listening posts, all about new Irish music. And tonight, doing things a little different, as we present Blood Harmonies.
A good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show.
Yep, no need to adjust your set, as your radio is about to be hijacked by musical families. Is the single most important influence in our lives. So it's no surprise that it has been a source of great inspiration for songwriters down the years. Compile a playlist of family-related songs and you'll discover a treasure trove of great songs. And these songs come in all shapes and sizes, from the sentimental ballad,
"Will Papa go to bed now? It's getting late. Nothing we can say is gonna change anything now."
Right up to the celebratory anthem.
It's a family affair. It's a family affair.
Within the family unit, though, music is often a point of division between generations.
And they called it puppy love.
Ooh, Paul Anka, can I come?
I guess you'd prefer if we listen to that punk rock music I've been reading about. You know those Sex Pistols? They spit on their audience.
Oh, come on, Dad. Every generation is afraid of the music that comes from the next.
I am an antichrist. I am an anarchist.
But music can also be the thing that binds siblings together, and the history of pop is brimming with stories of bands of brothers and sisters taking on and conquering the music world. From the sweet harmonies of the Everly Brothers in the 1950s,
"Don't want your love anymore,"
right up to the here and now pop rock sound of LA Sisters Haim. The history of siblings making music together is a roller coaster story of triumph, tragedy, setbacks, and comebacks. So why form a band with your brother or sister? Over the last few weeks, I've spoken with some local musicians who've done just that to find out what it's like to be in a band with those who know you best.
Brother, you are my guiding star.
I think if you have a twin, you carry like all your experiences from being a child together, so there's this great sense of fun in what we do.
Sometimes we just randomly sing something just for the crack, and it's fun to just harmonise. I don't know what it is, we get a kick out of it. Maybe it's a nerdy musical thing, I don't know what it is, but God, that's going to sound very, you know, Brady Bunch.
Well, there's a real intimacy thing there, something that you're doing with your brother that you really love, you know. And it's very, very special.
Brothers Keane and Conor McSweeney formed their band Mackay back in 2013 and are named after their family's special word for music. The lads have been immersed in an array of musical genres since childhood, with their family background having a huge influence on their music today.
An enormous family, one might say. I know, it's a good size Catholic family now. There's 9 of us in the family, so yeah, 7 lads and 2 girls, and I suppose there was music in the family growing up the whole way through, mostly from our mother's side, so she was very musical, so it kind of made its way down through the ranks, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, there's everyone, most of the kids play some instrument as well, so it was a tough audition process to get into the band, you know, so it's
good. There's 4 of us in the band, yeah, so everybody sings and everybody plays, so we kind of just use those, I suppose, assets to as best we can, especially live as well, just to have 4 vocals live in harmony and just all those different instruments to different sonic elements, which really works, I think, so it's great, yeah.
Being exposed to an eclectic mix of music during those formative years has had a huge influence on the McSweeney brothers' musical taste today.
Old man, look at my life, I'm a lot like you were.
Dad would have, like, Neil Young records or Tom Petty, We loved all that stuff, like, and, you know, just the harmonies and the musicality of these people. I suppose you take it for granted that your parents are listening to it, and you kind of take it on board when you're a kid, and I suppose, you know, that's really good music, I would think, you know, it's really solid music, you know, and
I
suppose that kind of assimilates into your brain in some way, you know, even as a kid growing up.
I remember drumming on cushions in the front room watching a Roy Orbison VHS tape.
Yeah, I remember that video, right? Yeah. Biscuit tins and stuff, that was your snare, was it?
Yeah.
TXFM.
The Listening Post with Carl Forge.
We go down to the water side and climb down.
We've had drum kits and violins, saxophones, flutes, clarinets, but yeah, everything in the house, pretty much. I haven't stuck to any of them, though.
Meet sisters Sally and Emma Garnett, known on stage respectively as Loa and Feather. The sisters, who share their roots between Ireland and Sierra Leone, were also brought up in a household obsessed with music, but not all their mothers' musical tastes were fully appreciated at the time. Emma takes up the story, remembering when she was 9 and the family had relocated to Banjul, the capital of the Gambia.
Mum was pretty much right about everything.
I know.
Particularly when it comes to music. I used to think she brought us to see Sundour and Baba Mal, who were two great African musicians, when we were kids in the Gambia. And I just remember begging her to bring us home for the whole time that we were there. And she was so upset that her 3 kids were ruining her night with this amazing, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for an Irish person to see those people play. And now I listen to that music and I'm quite annoyed at my 9-year-old self for forcing my mum to come home.
And you sample it?
Sample it all the time. So you've come full circle. We were living in the Gambia. There was too much change going on. We didn't want to be listening to that crazy music on top of it. And now that's all
we just wanted
to.
Atomic Kitten.
Listening into The Listening Post on 105.2 TXFM, and tonight we're presenting Blood Harmonies. And if you are from a musical family, chances are your parents are always ready to call on you to perform at family gatherings. Introducing West Clare twins Julie and Branwyn Kavanagh, who now play together under the name Twin Headed Wolf.
Ah,
I
see a future for
Beautiful.
You.
I want to be an organist.
You've got the job. Well done. You are now the
organist. Our mum used to hold party piece nights where she'd bring all of her friends over to have their party piece sung and stuff. And there was like lots of amazing music sessions, and she'd sometimes wake us up to sing for her friends, and then we'd get to hear their songs and stuff. So yeah, it was definitely everywhere when we were. I think it definitely inspired.
There was no such thing as one person hogging an instrument for the night. It was always like each person had something to give. So, do you know, it was encouraged of us to give something to.
Richie from Cry Monster Cry talking about that instant connection he got with his brother Jamie when they started to write songs together, and the privileged position he feels he's in making music with someone who's on the same wavelength as himself. That kind of intimacy that comes from being raised in the same house and discovering music together is impossible to replicate, and gives siblings a natural understanding of where they are trying to get to through their music. Here's Loa and Emma again.
One of my best friends jokes that when she used to stay in our house when we were teenagers, that like all of us would have music blaring in every room, because we all had speakers, full speakers, CD players, and in the we just stood in a semi-D. Like there wasn't enough room for us all to be blasting music. Like one day it was like you had Blink-182 on the go. I had like Damien Rice or something.
Stones taught me to fly.
And there was like, Mum had some mad Lyric FM thing downstairs. Just blaring, and we were shouting at each other downstairs, like, "Is breakfast ready?" And my friend was like, "This is chaos." Whereas, so now, like, I can hear exactly what's in your work when I, and I'm sure it's the same for you to me, because you can hear those years of me on the piano and that when I'm singing or whatever.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense. I've got the history out of to understand. It makes more sense. Yeah.
Body language. Body language. Body language.
So we're really fascinated with body language, and we're particularly interested in other people's body language. You know, we're interested in an awkward interaction or a smile or a contemptuous glance or maybe a very awkward wink.
Yes, body language. Watch out for those non-verbal signals when you're presenting a new song to a bandmate, and this gets extra complicated when that bandmate happens to be your twin sister.
I think it's a really... It's a really sort of a vulnerable, sort of a tender thing to share a song that you just wrote with someone. So the most important thing is timing, because if they're not in a good mood, it's not a good idea. Mm-hmm. And often the songs that I really like that I've written, Julie will like other ones that I would never think of using. And like, for an example, on our album there's a song called Martha, which I thought was a really silly song, and then Julie was like, "No, I love that song." But I think we come to each other with songs, and then if we both really feel it, then we use it.
I mean, it's very easy to be hypersensitive when you're kind of like looking for the reaction in every note you play, and it's difficult, actually, really difficult. But I don't think we'd ever outwardly say, "I hate that," or... But what we do would be like trying to pick up on each other. It's like, "You brushed your hair out of your ear, and I know that means you don't like it." Just like silly things, like, "No, I just had an itchy ear." Just like, that's kind of how it is. It's like we're trying to read each other incredibly deeply and then get, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny when you know every twitch on someone's face and what that means.
Yeah, so that's a... It can be really hard, yeah.
Oh, world, one man.
From their debut EP, that was the sound of Twin Headed Wolf with Shrines and Ceremonies. You tuned in to The Listening Post on 105.2 TXFM, where tonight we're presenting Blood Harmonies as we take a peek into the world of musical families, focusing on new and emerging Irish bands. Let's be honest, no one can push your buttons quite like your brother or sister, and all siblings are bound to fight. Sometimes this rivalry is played out in the full glare of the public eye.
Thank you for joining us live on the air.
My pleasure.
Ed Miliband is the new leader of the Labour Party, beating older brother David by the narrowest of margins.
The name's Williams has certainly in this decade become synonymous with the phrase Wimbledon champion. They may well be sisters, but this has become one of tennis's great rivalries.
Oasis have split. Noel announced he's quitting the band because he can't work a day longer with his brother Liam.
Commercial break.
Here's Julian Brandman on trying to avoid the pitfalls of sibling rivalry within their band.
Hey, my sister, play me something good for my soul.
There's actually a thing, like, equality is really important, like, super important to us. Like, when we were six, we used to have to like measure our Robina to like make sure that it was exactly level with the other person. So I think we have to feel like we give equally in our band, maybe.
Yeah.
Like that everything has to feel balanced and equal.
I mean, one of the most interesting sibling dynamics is that we never forgot how to play. So we like our live shows are just a bit ridiculous, but it's just really playful for us. And I think if you have a twin, you carry like all your experiences from being a child together. So there's this great sense of fun in what we do. So I think that kind of really transfers. Like, we're the same kind of mad and enjoy the same kind of madness. So it kind of comes across a bit in the band and how we perform.
It's really easy to slip into a really easy space of being very playful and creative. And it's really nice.
And that's another thing about maybe the twin relationship is that, I mean, we kind of just... if one of us has a silly idea, the other one is like, yeah, and like it's just kind of, it's very supportive in that way. Like we don't think it's like, oh no, that's too weird. We like, yeah, let's try that, let's do this. And it's kind of, it's nice to have someone there that's like kind of willing to support your crazy ideas.
I wonder what it'd be like in a band where someone's like, no, that's silly. It'd be like,
what?
That's how I play.
When we get brothers and sisters or people related singing together, it's called a blood harmony, and it's often the sweetest, which I think you'll agree is what you're going to hear next. We welcome the Staves.
English folk trio of sisters, the Staves, have been regulars on the local music scene over the last few years, and the depth of their blood harmonies is what makes their songs stand out from the crowd. These harmonies started sitting around a TV set.
It's photo time.
No, darling, photo begins with a PH.
It's
a
Saturday, have you thought of your face?
Gives me smile cream, very liquid.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there was the washing machines with all the wick on.
Sing me a song, your voice is like silver. I don't think that I can do this anymore.
You know, if we were singing nursery rhymes as kids, either mum or dad would chime in with a harmony. So it was always, we didn't really hear many just single melody lines when we were growing up. Mm-hmm. There was always someone kind of singing at least one harmony with it, so that was a very natural thing for us. Mm. And if that was just like a kind of advert jingle or the neighbours theme tune, it was always had harmonies to it.
Yeah, and I think we just realised that we could sing in harmony without learning how to do it or thinking too much about it.
It's Conor McSweeney from Mackay here on 105.2 TXFM. And did he mention the Brady Bunch?
That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
There is a bit of Brady Bunch there.
Yeah.
We do sing all the time. I remember one time we came down the stairs. Mum and I was to go upstairs and carry something down, and we were all singing the opening of that Kanye song. Oh, and my mum was like, Jesus! And he's like, the three of us came in carrying like a mattress and a degree, and it was so cool.
My little brother is constantly singing, like, he's. It's infectious when someone's singing around you. You can't help it. And Thomas actually gets a bit annoyed when he's singing and you start correcting his lyrics, which I do all the time. And I'm singing in harmony with the right lyrics. And he's like, you're ruining my jam. I'm trying to just make some toast to you. Sing the words. You're harmonising with me. They're not the harmonies in the song. But it's obviously all in good spirit. We can't help ourselves.
Yeah, we actually dance
around a lot.
And you just blare something and just all have a dance. Like, it's great. It's quite amusing, I'm sure, if you're not used to that. Yeah. And there's a lot of D'Angelo singing in our house as well, just doing that.
That's how they were.
Loa and Sally giving us a little insight on what goes on behind closed doors around their house. So that's it. I hope you've enjoyed our peek into the world of musical families. And if you are thinking of starting up a band, you never know, your lead singer might just be that snarly sibling you've been forced to share a bedroom with all these years.